Welcome to the Dementia Research Project. One of the aims of this project is to explore how dementia has been perceived throughout history and to chart the progress built upon the shoulders of giants. What if we could reduce the risk of developing dementia through lifestyle changes? A preventative set of actions that could be implemented 20 to 30 years before symptoms actually emerge. The FINGER study aims to do just that. FINGER stands for Finnish Geriatric Intervention Study to Prevent Cognitive Impairment and Disability. It was initiated in Finland, and it is the first trial in the world to demonstrate that multi-domain lifestyle interventions can improve our brain health and prevent cognitive decline. The study started in 2009, led by Professor Mila Kivipelto at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. It involves over 1,200 participants aged 60 to 77 who were at risk of cognitive decline but did not yet have dementia. These participants were divided into two groups. One received a multi-domain intervention and the other received regular health advice. The multi-domain intervention group followed a two-year program that included four key components: nutritional guidance, physical exercise, cognitive training, and vascular risk monitoring. The goal was to see if a combination of these lifestyle changes could positively impact cognitive function. So what's the first finger? Let's talk about nutritional guidance. Participants were encouraged to follow a healthy diet similar to the Nordic diet, which emphasizes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, fish, and healthy fats, especially those like found in olive oil and nuts. This diet is rich in antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, and other nutrients that support brain health. The Nordic diet also limits processed foods, red meat, and sugar, aiming for a balanced intake of nutrients that promote overall well-being. Physical exercise was a crucial part of the intervention. Participants engaged in regular physical activity, including aerobic exercises like walking and cycling, strength training to build muscles, and balance exercise to prevent falls. Physical activity has been shown to improve blood flow to the brain, reduce inflammation, and promote the growth of new brain cells. Cognitive training was another essential component. This involves activities designed to stimulate the brain and improve cognitive functions. Participants engaged in computerized training skills and group sessions focused on memory, problem solving, and other cognitive skills. The aim was to keep the brain active and engaged, which can help slow cognitive decline. Training included specific tasks to enhance memory, executive function, and speed of processing. The fourth pillar was monitoring and managing vascular risk factors. Participants received regular checkups to monitor blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and other cardiovascular health indicators. Managing these risk factors is essential because cardiovascular health is closely linked to brain health. High blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol are known to increase the risk of cognitive decline and dementia, so keeping these under control is critical. The fifth finger was the social activity portion of the interventions, which came naturally as part of the group sessions and meeting. Over 2 years, the results of the finger study were impressive. The group that followed the intervention showed 25% improvement in cognitive performance compared to the control group. This includes better memory, executive function, and processing speed. The success of the finger study has inspired similar studies worldwide, including the US, Netherlands, Malaysia, and more. These studies are collectively known as Worldwide Fingers Network, which includes research teams in 62 countries. Each study adapts the finger protocol to different cultural and healthcare contexts, aiming to validate and expand the findings on a global scale. In future episodes, I hope to reach out to the relevant project teams for deeper insights into their learnings. One of the most exciting aspects of the finger study is its potential to shift the paradigm in dementia prevention. Traditionally, dementia research has focused on finding a cure or slowing the progression of the disease once it has developed. However, the finger study suggests that we can take proactive steps to reduce the risk of developing dementia in the first place. This proactive approach aligns with the concept of brain health for life, which emphasizes maintaining cognitive health through lifestyle choices and preventative measures. It also highlights the importance of early intervention. The sooner we adopt healthy lifestyle habits, the better our chances of maintaining cognitive function as we age. Our understanding of dementia has transformed over centuries. Standing on the shoulders of these giants,
Let us all look forward to more progress to come.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of these type of stories, interviews, and guests, please follow the Dementia Research Project wherever you get your podcasts. Onwards and upwards.